3, 2, 1.
And here we are, back again, and better than ever.
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
The Mr. National Podcast, we just keep on rolling them out. Show 14. So that's 14 shows, my main man, Mr. Producer, the baddest artist around, at least that I know, Arthur, family man, EF coach, Mr. P-Double. He would be perfect, except for he likes the Cowboys. I could start the show on being mad about that, but I'm not.
That's just a given. You're mad about that. Don't be a hater.
When his people contacted my people about doing this podcast, you know, it was like, man, the Cowboys? I was like,
this comes from a 49er fan. Come on.
And he's a Cowboys fan in Michigan, and I'm a 49er fan in Philly. So who's zooming who?
I came by it honestly. I'm from Texas originally. So
whoa, there you go. That's breaking news right there, folks, on the Mr. National Podcast. I did not even know that.
Texas is the motherland.
All right, so that's where see, now I don't even have no roots to San Francisco. Born and raised like Will Smith, right? In Philadelphia.
You're just a what do they call that? Now I can't even think of the word. Never mind.
I'm an introvert. He called me a name a few weeks ago. I was waiting to bring it up. He called me. He was bullying me. P-Double was bullying me. He called me an introvert. I was like, what? What'd you say about my mama? I was like, introvert. Yeah, and then he broke it down what it was. And then I was like, you know, and I did a little Googling of it. And I'm like, man, maybe I am. I am. I was reading about it. I am a little bit of an introvert, I guess. So,
you never can tell about people.
You never know somebody until you do a podcast with them. Okay?
It's scary, isn't it?
You really get to know people. Yeah, you know what I mean? I didn't know Smokestack until we started doing the show. And I was like, damn.
This dude's trippier than I thought.
Yeah, who is this dude? I thought I knew him. I just learned P-Double was actually from Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Well, moving along, folks, we got a great show, show 14, and it's a late show. You know, usually me and P-Double hook up and we get in the studio, we get a little early, but we are burning that midnight oil tonight. You know what I mean? It's late, folks. It's like if you're sitting on the toilet, right, and it's like 11:59, you taking a dump, and then by the time it goes in, you know, and it's after midnight, you know, same shit, different day. You know what I mean? Me and Pino, this podcast might span 2 days. You know what I mean? You gotta love it. You gotta love our commitment, our dedication to our craft,
and the passion we bring, whatever this is, we're passionate about
Whatever it is, like that day comes around, and then we shoot out our feeler texts, and we like, you doing it? Yeah. What time? I'm like, I don't know. Gotta eat. Sometimes we eat. You know what I mean? We don't want to eat in the studio and with the mics all up on us eating, but during our breaks and stuff before we get started, we be chowing down. You know what I mean? I'm surprised you guys don't even hear all the farting we be doing, you know what I mean? Passing gas. Because we just ate, drank, you know what I mean, right before we came on. You know, we love it, though. We love bringing it to you. We hope you enjoy it. I then went into the show. I didn't even broke my own little, track record.
At this point, it's a tradition. I mean, 14 times.
14 times. Maybe about 13. I didn't even get into my Mr. National Goes Irrational, my Nat Spat, but I got it. It came to me late, P Double.
What are you, pissed off about now?
It's this Facebook stuff going on. You know, Mr. National ain't even really on there like that. You know what I mean? You cannot search my government name and find Mr. National on that Facebook. But the Messenger thing, you get this Facebook Messenger. First of all, I don't even have it downloaded on my cell phone. You get all these messages. I can't even check them. I only can check them when I get on the computer, which is rarely, which is almost never, or the iPad. So, I mean, people have, I got to try to either do better of letting people know I don't have it or check it more often. Because with our league starting to come back around, getting a few messages and people checking in and blah, 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 you know, in the Philly NFL account. But the real thing that's got me up, you know, give me a case of the ass, P-Double, is this fake account stuff going on.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. You're getting all these people are dubbing somebody's picture in their account and going out and friending their friends. Like, if you're friends with Smokestack or you're friends with P-Double, you're already friends, and then you get another picture of them, and it's like, Smokestack wants to be your friend, or P-Double, Paul Pate wants to be your friend. And you'd be like, I thought I'm already friends with you. Like, yeah. Oh, I must. And somehow it's some kind of hack. I don't get the angle from these hackers.
Well, yeah, that's what I don't understand. Why would you do this? What do you have to gain? Even if I do become your friend.
They say somehow you get into their computers. It's way over my head. You know what I mean? Mr. National, I might could talk a bunch of shit and, you know what I mean, keep a podcast going, but I am not tech savvy. And far as a hacker, how can becoming a friend with somebody, somebody's got to tell me that. You know, yeah, people, you listen to this podcast, comment on the StatWithNatShow.com, www.StatWithNatShow.com. Tell us. Because P-Double is lost, okay?
Yeah, I'm tech savvy. I mean, do it for a living. And
right. How can friending somebody actually hack into, I don't know.
But like, I get a message from a friend from somebody that's been hacked. Hey, how's it going? I'll say, hey, good. How are you doing? And they'll say, you know, oh, I've been fine. How have you been? Right then. I know it's
you not, know, right?
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're not going to talk to me like that. You know, you're going to be like, hey, asshole, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you
right.
Know?
Hey, dickhead. Yeah, hey, fuckface.
Exactly.
Get back.
Right. So that's how friends talk to each other.
Exactly, right.
Like, so then I'm like, automatically, I'm saying, who the hell is this? Or, you know, and they don't, me. It's me. And then right then I just turn it off. I'm like, I know.
Turn it off, right. You keep chatting with them. They'd be like, dude, I fell on some hard times. Can you send me $1,000? You'd be like,
yeah. Or, you know, I met the queen of Zamunda or whatever, and she got a bank account, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, right. They trying to scam you. They're like, yeah, I met the queen of England, and she's offered to give us some money, but she wants some American money. Right. So send me like 500 American dollars, and I'll give it to her. And we'll get like almost $1 million. It's in Europe money, though. You want to do it, bro? You're like, what? Like, hey, Peter, that's called the Flim Flam Man. I don't know if you know about that. That's happened in Philly.
Really?
Yes.
The Flim Flam.
It happened
man.
To a cousin, a couple friends of mine, back in the day. Maybe before all the cell phones. But I'll run it through you real quick, the way it works, right? Because it'll be a person, you walking down the street or whatever, and this person will come up to you with this accent, you know, Jamaican or whatever it is. Buddy, hey, how you doing? You know, and they make contact with you. And they're saying, you know, I'm not from this country. I'm looking for gray dog bus, gray. Oh, you say, Greyhound? Yes, Greyhound. I need to get to Greyhound. I don't, I'm new to this country. And then you're like, well, what can I do? I have to get, and then they're telling you they're trying to get somewhere and they have money, right? And they have money with them.
Okay.
I just want to get, and they show you, and it's in a bag. and they open up this bag, this paper bag or whatever it is, and it's loaded with money.
Okay.
I mean, thousands of dollars, probably all these $100 bills. I have this money. I'm very nervous. I need help. And they're like, well, you should be walking around with all that money. I know. I need to get to this. And you're trying to figure out what's there, you know, what can I do to help? And then another person comes in. You know, maybe they bring a person or somebody comes in and hears. Now, this other person is in with the gag.
Okay.
And now they're double teaming you, but you have no idea.
The flim to the flam.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So they're basically want this guy, the other guy that just comes in was like, well, I'll take him to the thing. And he was like, can you hold my money for me? And then and they'll give you the bag of money. They want to give it to you. And they was like, and then you're like, no, I don't want to take that money. It was like, or you, some people be like, all right, I'll hold your money. And then they'll be like, well, do you have anything to, as collateral till we get back? And then the other guy said, yeah, just give him something. I mean, I'll bring him back. And he's winking to you, you know, like, we're going to get this money. We're going to take this money.
Right.
And he's asking for, you know, whatever you got in your wallet, whether it's $50 or your watch or whatever you got of value, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You give it to him.
Okay.
You know it's nowhere near what's in that bag, what you saw, over a couple thousands of dollars.
Right.
Rolls and rolls of money. You know, he pulled it out. You seen it.
Right.
Okay. Now, you giving him, this one lady, my mom's friend, she gave him a wedding ring, gave him a diamond ring, gave him something. I had a cousin give him, like, all this money. My cousin, she had those, you know, back in the day in the 80s, she had them door knocker earrings, the big gold ones.
Yeah.
She took her earrings off, a couple of chains. Like, honey, you take this, I'll wait here. And then the guy's like, I'm going to bring them back. Don't wait right here. Wait right here. Now remember, no cell phones. You know, nobody.
Right.
I'll be here. Don't go nowhere. They give you the bag, and they was like, don't open it. Don't let nobody see. It was like, I won't. And then they going. Okay,
yeah,
they leave.
Got your stuff.
They leave with your stuff. We'll be right back. You sitting there. You watch them leave for a while. Now you got two types of people to get flim flam. You got somebody that might be a good heart, really trying to help somebody, and they're sitting there waiting, like, you know, waiting. Or you get the people that was trying to get over,
right?
Like, say, my cousin and a buddy of mine. Soon as that dude gets out of sight, they run it. Now here's a couple guys. Back when I was younger and I started doing construction work, I was making so much money. I was just a kid, you know, making grown folks money in the construction business. I had seen LL Cool J with it on. It was a leather sweatsuit, leather pants, the leather tie. I had it.
Right.
With the sneaks and everything. Leather sweatsuit. These two guys that got flim-flam, they told me later, you know what I mean? He was like, we had this bag and we was running. He was like, soon as we saw the dude get on the bus for the guy to take him wherever he's going, he like, we started hauling ass. He's like, we was running down the block. And the two guys were like, oh my God, I can't believe we got all this money. He was like, I know, what you getting? And one guy said, I'm going to get that sweatsuit like Corey got. I'm going to get that sweatsuit. He's like, I'm going to get me some nuggets, some gold nugget rings. And they said they nonstop ran all the way back to the one guy house, right? They got ran up in the house, they shut the door, and then he opened the bag, the paper bag, he shake it out, nothing but newspaper. Just shredded up newspaper. They telling me this after the flip flam. And he was like, we looked at each other. I said, what y'all do? He was like, we just looked at each other and just ran back out the house. They ran back to where the guy was at. I was like, what? He was like, we thought we was going to get that sweatsuit like you had. So that's the flim flam. All right?
That is awesome.
Dude, I tell you, one time I'm at my parents' house, right? And I'm P-Double is laughing, folks. I can't stop from laughing. Now, those were two younger kids that got flim-flam. This other lady was older.
I can just wait to picture their faces, though.
Yes, because like, you saw the money. They switched it.
Yeah.
They switched from the paper bag. They gave you another paper bag. You didn't even see it.
Right.
And the other paper bag
had flim-flammed.
Flim-flam, man. So, I'm talking about, this is the last one before we get on with the show. We got this full show, and I'm talking about the flim-flam, man. He don't come out no more. He's been outed. You don't see it. Yeah. But back in the 80s, early 90s, he was out. So, I'm at my parents' crib. I'm upstairs on the computer. And the lady comes in. She knocks on the door. And she's kind of shaking. She's kind of like, you know, upset.
Uh-huh.
And I knew her. She's from, you know, my mom's church or whatever. And she comes in. Is your mom here? I was like, not yet, but she should be here. And she comes in. And I go back upstairs. I was like, you okay? She said, yeah, I'm okay. I was like, you all right? Yeah, I'll be good. So I go upstairs, and I'm just messing around with the computer. And I hear her down there. She's stupid. Stupid, just saying stupid. Then my mom comes in late. I hear her on the phone, and she's just bawling, crying. Oh, Gail, I don't believe what I did. She's like, what? I gave away my ring. Like, what ring? My wedding ring. She's like, to who? What happened? And she goes about the guy, was all scared. And this lady was trying to be helpful.
She was the other
right?
side.
You know what I mean? Trying to just be helpful. She didn't. And she said after a while, she just stood there waiting and waiting, and then she finally looked in the bag and just saw all the newspaper clippings, like USA Today, the Philadelphia Inquirer, all shredded up looking like money and stuff. So where she got flim-flam was around the corner from where my parents lived at, so she just walked there. And I'm listening to her, I'm like, that big dummy. You never, ever. You know what I mean?
Man.
Hey, everybody listening, we want to know if you heard of the Flim Flam Man or know of people. I know three people directly that been Flim Flam, and it's the same story. They had the accent. They're scared. They got all this money. They need help. They need you to get them somewhere. And they got to show you all this money. And they be like, but you'll take my money. Do you have anything to hold? Anything?
Wow.
Yeah. You know, you give them your stuff.
You get all caught up in the whole moment. And you don't even think about what's really going on.
Listen, when Mr. Nash was walking through the city, I ain't got time for nobody. You come, you can eat this. No. But buddy, can you spread? No. No. But no. Fuck off, I said.
I mean, I'm kind of, you know, not really from the big city. So when I'm down in Chicago and stuff, I'm like bright-eyed, you know, looking up at the buildings, whatever.
That look.
Right. And so I've been approached by some slick-talking dudes, and I'm like, man, Get a job. You'll kill it, you know? What are you doing out here, you know? Just get a job. You'll kill
get
it. But
that's what I say, P-Double.
Yeah, I don't, somebody looks pretty destitute. I don't mind. I try to give them money, but, you know.
Yeah, I
like,
give
last
it.
Last time I was at Amtrak with my daughters, and there was this dude. He was looked really rough. And he was trying to get on. So I bought him a ticket. You know,
right.
For the train, because I know that he could use the ticket. He couldn't use the money for anything else. You know what I mean?
Right, because you got him a ticket.
Yeah, so I bought him
not
a ticket.
Not money, right.
Yeah, but, I like doing that, but.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. Nat, see, P-Double's got a good heart. Mr. National don't have a good heart. I'm evil. That heart is blackened from
all the bullshit.
It's dark. Yeah, I ain't giving them nothing. I don't care what they look like. I just ain't got the time.
But like this one dude came up to me, my wife was like pretending like he was selling some sort of shoe shine stuff, and he did this whole spiel, and I mean he was slick, You know?
Right.
But all he wanted was $20 or something, you know, or $5 or whatever. And I was like, no. You know, I'm not giving you any money. You know?
Right.
But you'd be damn good at anything. You'd get a job. You'd be really good at it, you know?
Yeah, put some effort to it.
Right.
Get out of here. You know what I mean?
Get out. Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, fuck out of here. Forget about it. Here's one last one. On the deck, you know what I mean? Smoking a cigar, having a little drink late at night. And when you're on the deck, you cut the light out because you don't want the bugs and the mosquitoes
right,
to come.
Right, right, right.
So it's dark. So I'm sitting on there. And in the neighborhood, the neighbors had told you, like, you know, they always say, make sure you lock your doors. You've seen some kids, you know, these kids walking, pulling on door handles, right?
Right, right.
Like, what? And a couple times, I left my car unlocked. And lo and behold, fucking glove box. You go out there, glove box open. They didn't rummage through all your stuff. I mean, it's nothing in cars today. You know what I mean? Used to have, like, CD players and stuff. It's nothing in there. If you leave a little change or some dollars, they might take that. But I've had my car ransacked. So anyway, I'm sitting on the deck, smoking a cigar. Lo and behold, here's some dude walking up the driveway of the neighborhoods. And I see him. He's pulling up door handles.
Man.
Unbelievable. And I look at him, and he's going out. He's going all under people's decks. You know what I mean?
Really?
It's like in Philly, it's row homes. So some people have decks, and their cars are parked under the deck. He goes under the deck, and he's lifting up door handles. I said, this motherfucker. So I watched him. You know, and I'm smoking my cigar. I said, fuck this. Go get the 12-gauge. No, didn't do it yet. All right? So get the 12-gauge. And by the time I get out there, I'm like, where he at? And I run down, you know, I'm walking fast down the block. And then I make a turn, like where T-Bones and it. Here's this dude. He's in somebody's van. He found the door unlocked, and he's in there.
Wow.
So I mean, I walk to him. He's so far in the van, he don't even know me, see me standing. So then I go,
did you really?
Yeah, Dick. I said, that's your van? He comes out. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I said, oh, now you sorry. I'm just trying to eat. I'm just trying to get some money. I said, get a fucking job. I said, what? So now it's up to me and my neighbors to feed you? Because you too lazy? He pulled up his shirt. I ain't even got nothing. I ain't got nothing on me. Please don't shoot me. I said, get the fuck out of here. And don't ever let me see you around here again pulling nobody door.
12 gauge is a real thing, huh?
Real good. He jumped up. He knew. All you got to do is the sound. Loaded a buckshot in him. So then I had to go around. These people, I didn't even know these people. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you might know on your block, you might know a couple houses down from you. And that's about it. These people were like on the other block. So I knocked on the door. It was kind of late. Not real super late. They were up because the door was open. And I think they were like, I don't even know. They were foreign kind of people. I don't know what nationality. But I said, it was a younger girl answered. And then she called her dad or whatever. I was like, you have a minivan out back? Yes. I said, well, I just stopped somebody who was in there. I was like, you must have had your door unlocked. Because I just saw some young dude in there. You had your door. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you. So by the time I walk back around and get to the back of their house, I see them out there looking through their van. I don't know if the guy, he didn't take nothing. Because by the time, you know, as soon as he heard the, he threw his hands up. I ain't got nothing. I said, is that your van? No. I'm just trying to look for something to eat, dog. I'm just trying to feed myself, man. I said, get a job. That's how you feed yourself. Mother, test tube baby. What the fuck? Man, that's it. I'm off of that stuff. We off the flim flam, man. And that was my little, what's that like when you promo for the Mossberg 12 gauge? You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
It worked.
Today's show is sponsored by the Mossberg 12 gauge.
12 gauge. That's all I did. And he jumped. I tell you, that sound, that clears rooms right there. That clears rooms.
The Mossberg 12 gauge can be found at mossberg.com.
Tell them the Mr. National Show sent you, courtesy of my man P-Double.
Enter code, and you'll get a 15% discount.
And for a 12% discount. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. P-Double, you were too much tonight. I tell you, we might be on to something. More late hours.
Night, yeah.
More late
night hours. More late night.
Oh, my gosh. What else we got? Hey, on the Facebook page, they had, what did you sleep in? Like, I mean, that was more or less for women, I guess, what they sleep in. You know what I mean? That's yeah. Why usually just, I don't know, I just, it depends.
Ladies.
If I'm tired.
Why don't you write in and tell us what you're sleeping in?
Yeah.
Tell us what you're wearing.
What you're wearing. Exactly. That's for the ladies. Now, what we can answer, you know what I mean, is do you leave, Peter, when you go to sleep, do you leave the lights on, radio on, the TV on, what? Does anything?
Well,
I want to know.
If it was my choice, which it is not, okay, I would have it, I like it dark and quiet. Black,
there you go.
Black, as dark as it can be, and quiet, no noise. And I'll
that's
go,
me.
Sleep.
That's me. I don't want no TV on,
no
radio on, no lights on, just
no.
Everything. And then once I go to sleep, once you hear me breathing heavy or snoring, then you can go have a party because I'm out.
You're
man.
Out.
You know what I mean? I'm a heavy sleeper.
Wait. I got a better one. This is actually my preference. It's got to be dark. So I perfectly dark, and then the only noise I want to hear is of a beautiful woman sleeping.
Hey, you,
I go to bed to that every night, baby.
There you go. Well, I tell you, you always get a little wifey shot in there, boy. She loves you, boy. You're like, look, I spoke about you, honey. You get that in, man. I tell you, unbelievable. Something else.
What about you? So you're completely dark.
Nothing. Dark, yeah. Just quiet. No TV. Like I said, once Mr. National falls asleep,
I hate the
then
TV
you can go,
on. I hate the TV on. Cause,
I hate it. Because yeah. It distracts me from. Because I end up listening or kind of like looking at it. So I never
I'll
even
wake up
go
dreaming.
To sleep.
I'll have a dream about what's on the TV. You know what I mean?
You
and then wake up all
right.
Yeah, wake up all disturbed and everything. So
damn.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unbelievable. Well, that was on the Facebook. What do you sleep? That was on our Facebook stack with that show page. What do you sleep? What do you have on?
I do like the numbers, the all-time greatest number.
Yeah. What are we up to? Number two.
Right.
And but that's going to just... That's going to keep going. That's going to be 100 right. days of that straight.
So who was your number one? Because it wasn't Tracy McGrady. Nobody picked Tracy McGrady.
Nah, it was Ozzy Smith for me.
Yeah, that's a good one. That is a good
Ozzy
one.
Ozzy Smith.
Yeah, I like Ozzy the Warren Moon choice, too.
Yeah, Warren Moon. You know what? My fave would have been Ozzy Smith, but the best, if you ask me who's the best that we're number one, I'm going with Warren Moon. I think some people say Oscar Robertson. Was he,
yeah.
He was number
one. I didn't know he was number one. I thought he was number
yeah.
10.
The big O.
I thought he was now, number 10.
But Warren Moon was the best. And then number two, I mean, you got some choices. You got Moses Malone. You got Alex English. But Derek Jeter, I think for the longevity,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to go with number two.
Yeah,
so.
He's Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I mean, so is Moses Malone.
Yeah.
Wore
24.
He did. Yes, he did with Houston. He wore number
right.
two with the Sixers.
Right.
And then all his other teams.
Because he couldn't wear, wasn't that Bobby Jones' number?
Yep.
So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So tomorrow will be number three. And three got a bunch of. Three is yep. a great number.
Oh, yeah.
When you think of three,
Iverson.
Number three. Yeah. I mean, it's hard not to think of Allen Iverson first.
Right.
And you also have Babe Ruth was number three, I think.
Was he really?
Yeah, Bambino.
The big Bambino.
I think he'll win it. But, you know, most people are going to have a spot for Allen Iverson.
Yeah, I think so.
I even threw up some number twos, when you go back to college, Charles Woodson, as a defensive player, won the Heisman Trophy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Man, he's a hell of a player, too.
Yeah, he was. That guy was pretty good. He was an excellent player. Talking about the Facebook, we want to give a shout-out, Mr. National Show, want to give a shout-out to Shane. I know he's recovering, right, P-Double?
Shane Hooper.
Yeah, absolutely. From Canada, even.
From the Great White North.
There you go. Shane, we got you in our thoughts, buddy. So, you know what I mean? Keep chugging along. Get well. Talking about EF, we can't say EF without the Electric Gridiron, okay? Roger and Dustin.
Gridiron Buzz Network.
Right. Give a shout-out to those
guys. Yeah, they gave us a shout-out on their last show, pretty much.
Did they?
Oh, yeah, man. They were, at the end of the show, they were saying how much they love having you on and promoting the Mr. National podcast. Dustin said this, the StackWithNatShow.com, and he's like, it's no H in there, it's a T. Yeah.
No way. Yeah. That's awesome, man. I love them guys. That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah, break it down for everybody. If you haven't listened to the Mr. National podcast or seen, if you're new to electric football, you're interested in what's going on in electric football, there's the Gridiron Buzz Network, and they go to electric football tournaments or events around the country, and they basically, they're like the ESPN of electric football. They've got the whole rig set up where they got cameras and monitors so you can watch the game, and they broadcast the game as if it was an NFL game. And they got Troy Aikman and Joe Buck in the booth. they'll have Miss National in the booth from time to time.
Yeah, they'll have me in.
They really do it up great, man. The events, they make it really over the top. That's the cherry on top of the event right there. It's Gridiron Buzz Network.
What they're doing is great. I want to give a shout to Mo, Electric Coach. He is actually the official videographer of the NFL Super Bowl. He has done it 2 years in a row. So, I mean, Electric Coach, he has his YouTube channel. He has so many subscribers.
Right.
I mean, he does a great job. I mean, some people, like, get offended, you know, like, even when Gridiron announced their network, the Gridiron Buzz, and people was like, are you mad? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no. Like, I didn't, you know, I ain't mad. How about that dude? We put a picture up of some triple threat quarterbacks. I know we had Kit Kitchen on. This guy had paint. I don't even know where it came from. You know what I mean? Webmaster puts it up, we put it up. But anyway, it must have been his painting or his artwork of a Sonny Jurgensen.
Okay.
And he was all over the thing saying he wanted it taken down, but it was in a collage, so there was no way to remove the picture.
Right.
And he was saying it was his artwork or something. I'm like, the thing probably, you know, he probably got the picture off of the MFCA site, which is now called the Center, Electric Football Center. I mean, P-Double, you're smarter than Mr. Nat. What leg does he have to stand on? I mean, even if you paint an NFL uniform and sell it, you don't have the right to do that.
right. That's an infringement right there.
That's an infringement right there.
It's an intellectual property infringement.
I mean, so now
the whole
we
hobby
know.
The whole hobby's on, they don't have a ground to stand on, you know?
Exactly.
But you do it anyway. Look, this is, if you're in business, or, you know, whether it's electric football or any kind of business, anytime you're trying to put somebody else down, you better look in the mirror and try to figure out, like, what is, you know, you're doing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Be all about what you're doing. Don't try to tear anybody else down. Just be about what you're doing.
What you're doing, right.
And then people will be attracted to that, and then you'll get business. But if you're like, well, man, these clowns, like, man, he doesn't know what he's doing. That's a joke,
right.
You know, blah, blah, blah. No, he's doing what he's doing. Now you do what you do. And, I mean, that was what attracted me to Stack With Nat Show, is you guys are always positive about the hobby. You know, you're not right. putting anybody down. Anytime we bring any kind of new idea to Mr. National, he's interested in it. He wants to hear about it because he's not about putting people down. He's about being positive. And there's so much positivity to go around. You don't need to be negative.
It's too much work to be negative.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's too much work. And I mean, that guy, I forget his name, Scotty or something. I'm not sure of his name. But I know when we won't use another picture. I mean, well, make sure it ain't his picture. But
right. So what he just did was he just pushed you away. Like,
right.
That's all he accomplished. And
Kent was like, thank you for using one of his quarters. I don't even know who the pictures were. He just, it was a collage
right.
of EF pictures of triple threat quarterbacks, maybe some painted guys. I think we even used Next Level, the sure. Kenny's guy with the helmet off.
Yeah.
You had Mahomes. And it was, who's your favorite quarterback that doesn't play on your team? So it was an NFL right. question, but threw electric football in there, you know, to give a right. shout to EF. And this guy was all bent out of shape because nobody asked his permission to use his picture. And I was like, right. what?
Yeah, we're still not asking permission, but we'll take it down.
Right.
You know, like, what is it? He just protected his own property, which it wasn't even his to begin with, you know?
Exactly. I didn't get that, man. Yeah. I was like, what? Yeah.
I don't know. I think some people are real negative. And you just have to move on, I guess, you know? Don't you think?
And that's what we're going to do. We're going to move on.
Move on.
We're going to move on to another positive guy. And PW was talking about it before the show actually started, Mr. Steve Tall, who kind of gave up his share of Next Level figures with Kenny King.
Oh, did he?
To branch off and do his own thing.
And you didn't
also,
get him. Oh, go
I
ahead.
M1, I want to give them a shout out too. M1 football or something. Those guys are new.
Yeah,
new league or something.
I'm gonna join that.
Okay, M1. I want to give them a shout out. T-Double.
Listen, there's a coach here in Michigan. It lives in Ann Arbor. Her name's Jamie Taylor. Have you heard of her?
That's a girl.
Yeah. She'll kick your ass in electric football. She's kicking everybody's ass all around the Midwest.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. You know who she just beat a week or so ago?
No.
Hulk.
No way.
Yep. Yep, she is legit.
Wow.
I haven't met her yet, but she's going to kick my ass too.
Well, there you go, Jamie. You just made the Mr. National podcast.
She's in the Ohio Valley League. She's undefeated right now. She's got one tie. Somebody tied her. I think it was a guy named Tego.
Wow.
She's undefeated. 7 wins. No, and I mean, there's legit coaches in that league.
It is.
Yeah.
What's her gimmick? Is she?
I don't know.
She
apparently,
in a bathing suit?
Huh? She plays in a bathing suit. I don't know, man. Somebody was telling me, I think it may have been Norbert, who she played him really close one day, and he was like, man, she passes with her right hand, then she'll pass with her left hand. She's good with both hands.
Wow.
Yeah. So, got to watch out for that. It's up and coming star. She's going to be in Canton at the Buckeye Brawl, apparently, and she's going to be taking all comers.
I think I'm going to miss that one. Well, let's get back to Steve Toth, and what's the name of it, P-Double?
Oh, Dynamic Strategy Football.
You
can
go.
Find it at dynamicstrategyfootball.com.
Ain't that football. My man Kit, ain't that football.
You can listen to his voice all night long.
Dude, that dude, he's awesome. But Steve is actually coming down this weekend to on the Stack with Nash show. But he had his unveiling show, and P-Double take over.
Yeah, I mean, I got to watch it. And so, Mr. National, I'll explain it to you since you didn't get to see it yet. But you'll have to watch it because my recollection is only, you know, as good as it is. But I think it's great. The emphasis, what I took away from it was, say you're new to the hobby. right?
Right.
It's very intimidating to go out and say, what do I need to buy? You can go to tutor site, you know, get some bases and stuff, some figures. Do I, you know, buy this field or that field, blah, blah, blah. It could be intimidating. So he's got a whole package that'll get you in the hobby. Boom. Field, teams, bases, everything that you need to play. You know what I mean? And you can.
Right.
And it's all there. He's got an offensive team. It's unpainted. It's gray. But that's the offense. He's got offensive figures. He's got a defensive team. It's white. It's got all the figures. He's got bases. Everything. Excuse me. Everything in one package so you can play.
Wow.
And but then he's also got Dynamic Strategy Football rule book. And so, and it, and the rule book includes everything that's in this one package. And the price point is really good. I mean, I won't go into detail.
Right.
You want to go check it out yourself. And then this is the thing that I really like. Okay. The emphasis is on, he's got a rule book. Then, and it goes, the game is played, the rule book is played with all this equipment that is included in this package, okay? And the emphasis is on, you can set this game up and play, and the strategy is what you're gonna, if you gotta employ a good strategy, you'll win. Not an emphasis on the equipment. So if
the
you're
base
like a,
right,
the, right like a base tweaker,
bases,
right? If you got the strongest base, now if you have strong bases and fast bases, that's going to help you. But it's not as much of an emphasis in the,
right.
the rule set. So that I that appeals to me as well, because
exactly.
One thing that I believe, and we talked about this when we had Kid on, is if you want to attract, you know, people, young people, they're interested in football. When I was a kid, I played electric football when the real football season was over because I missed football and I want
right.
football. And so I want my electric football to be more like football. And so if the more that you can make electric football like real football, not like electric football, but like real football, then you're going to attract football fans. And so I think that's where this is going to be great for that. So I think
I can't wait to get Steve in Philadelphia
yeah.
with my man Smokestack and really we're going to really kick the tires on this thing. We're going to play it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be sitting on the edge of my seat waiting for that show.
Like you say, it's enough to go around. The figures, the everything you come out with, you can think of the board makers, everything. It's enough to go around.
One thing that I really like Roger said on the last Gridiron Buzz show, he said, with this hobby, it's one of those things where you get out of it what you put into it. And it can be anything for you. There's so much to do in the hobby. That
yep.
it can be a lot of things for a lot of different people. And it's one of those things where what you put into it, chances are you get more out of it, you know. And I know that's the case for me. And I know you've spoken about the fact that, you know, what it's done for you. Where you
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And it's opened up my world.
Right. I mean, my whole livelihood started when I, you know, wanted to keep stats of the electric football league that I had, and I started learning how to do it on a computer and do the same shit today, you know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
wow. So. Yeah, so. Electric football, you complete me.
I love you, electric football.
Let's get married.
If I could marry my, you know, my game day figures here, I would.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great
I'd
point. That's a great point.
I have the lingerie one? Football league, but, you know.
Oh, man.
Wait, those you know, stuff. I can't believe that nobody's come out with that yet.
I tried to get them to come out with that. I told the dudes, we used to go to the games. Philly used to have a team, the Philly mm. Passion. I used to party with the girls. I knew
really?
Them all.
Wow.
Yeah, we used to go to after their games. They would come to, like, they'd let me know what parties or what clubs they were going. We were partying
wow.
with them.
Wow.
And I forget who I was telling. like, we should make up girl-like electric football figures and have long, I mean, it'll be cool for them. I mean,
yeah.
And they wasn't making a lot of money, but they're all on Facebook. I mean, Cleveland, I think, still has a team. L.A. has a team. Seattle has a team. Green Bay still has their team. Wow. So, I mean, it was a market. There was a market. And the thing was, I mean, you thought, oh, they're just going to be all just like, you know, being princy. These girls were playing football. Real. They were hitting.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Some highlights.
Yeah, it's real football. They are playing. I mean, there's an argument to be made why they don't have more equipment on, or, you know, I mean, they're just playing in a pair of panties and bra tops, and they have like little teeny shoulder pads, little helmet, but they are playing, unbelievable. But I tried to come out with that, Pedo, the lingerie. I said, shape up some figures, make them look like women, you know, have some breasts and some butts on them. I mean, some hump day chicks. You know, we don't want no little olive oils. We want some chicks that be featured on the stat.
Little beanpole dames.
Yeah, right. We want some hump day and tits for tats Tuesday chicks on there. We want some women. That's what we want on there. But I think somebody came out with cheerleaders, some nice looking cheerleaders. I forget who's come.
I think Reggie did, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's right, Reggie. Reggie has some nice cheerleaders. I know Chris Robinson had molded some. I think Kenny with Next Level might be coming out with some. So, like I say, it's endless what yeah. we can do with the game. And, like you say, there's so many levels, P-Double.
Yeah.
Some people could just not even play a competitive game. They just, like Steve Martin over in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
He created Michigan State, the stadium. He has the trees, cars, whatever.
Awesome, isn't it?
I
love that.
With the train sets, how they had all the scenery.
Yeah.
So some you could set your electric football thing up with the stadium and all of that.
I started to do that with mine, and then it's just like, yeah.
I'm more into the competitive part. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The league play, you know, not so much the tournaments. I'll go and support, maybe play if they're shorthanded or if they need an extra coach. But, you know, playing the league, I played in too many leagues. I can't even remember them all. But, you know, everybody has a niche in this whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not everybody can be the Hulk, Jim Davis, and have so many trophies and rings that you need a room, or Adrian Baxter.
Right.
You know,
right.
Not everybody's going to be that guy. You might be, you know, a guy that created something great, like Antonio. You know what I mean?
Or you might be that Richard, the arcade games guy. He films all those games. He's great.
Dude, he's awesome. And he had like 40,000 hits or something. He was showing me up on his Facebook thing. I mean, he could be that.
Yeah.
You could be Ricardo. Ricardo, the guy making all the boards now.
Right.
You know what I mean? He took the baton from Kareem. Kareem Campbell used to make. He still makes a few, but this guy, I think it's Ricardo Riley, I think.
Yep, Ricardo Riley.
Yeah. Making board. He's just turning them out. That's his niche.
Right.
You know him as the guy that's making the board. So, I mean, there's a niche for everybody. You know what I mean? Chris Stacy, a very, very good friend of mine. He's like that budget guy. He's like the budget painter guy. Like, if you wanted 40 men, a 40-man team, and you need them in 2 weeks, you go to Chris Stacy, okay? Because he's not going to hurt your pockets. You're going to get your team back when he told you you'll get them back right away. And they look great. They look great. I mean, maybe there might not be a Matt McGraw.
My dude, Nate Wells, gets all his stuff from Chris Stacy. And
there you go.
Got 49ers, and they were beautiful.
I got a couple 49er teams from Chris Stacy. That's my guy. You know what I mean?
Wow. Where's he
everybody
live at? Where's
has
he live
a
at?
Chris Stacy is in the Virginia Beach area.
Oh, okay.
Like Norfolk, out that way, in Virginia. So he'll be when the MFC. Well, it's not the MFCA no more. When the TLC championship goes to Richmond, Virginia this year.
Yeah.
Stacy will be there. Chris Stacy will be there. Cool. He doesn't make the, you know, the tournament rounds as much anymore, but ex-Marine, great dude. But that's, you know, Mr. National Podcast, that's the message for today's podcast, number 14, with my man P-Double. You can check him out at www.paul.com. I was going to say P-Double. We might have to get you a new website.
Yeah, I know,
P-Double.com, right?
Right?
But the message we want to send me and P-Double is that stop the hate. You know what I mean? Stop hating.
Ain't no time for that.
Especially in electric football.
Yeah.
And another thing, before I let you go, we wind it down this show, is P-Double, you see on the social media, all these people with these memes and everything about addressing haters. And, and you know, they're going to show up to haters and what my haters. And, you know, I look back and I say, if you got to spend so much effort, you know, dissing and proving your haters wrong, like, you hanging around the wrong people, okay?
Because
the people around you shouldn't be hating on you. You gotta surround yourself with better people. I mean,
right.
That's number
one. The thing about it is, oh, go ahead, you had a number one. It means there's more.
I was just saying. No, go ahead, P-Double, go ahead.
The thing about it is, like, hate's contagious, right? So if you're hanging around somebody that's hating or always talking about somebody else or putting somebody down or just has to put somebody down, then you're going to be like that. It's going to be like – it's going to –
yes.
But the other thing is positivity is contagious as well. So if you hang around people that are like always talking about, you know, something good going on.
Right, and trying to do good.
Yeah, more so not talking about it. But
yes.
Trying to do it. You know, you see hustle and flow? It's two kind of people.
Yes.
Two kind of people in the world. There's people that talk the talk and people that walk the walk.
And
the people that are walking the walk don't have time to talk.
That's wow. I just saw that movie recently, like maybe a year ago. I mean, it's been out forever. It was on my list. I finally got to see it. It's pretty good. But, yeah, I see all these memes and all these people addressing these haters. I'm like, why you got all these people? Like, you got the wrong people around you.
Right.
If you got to keep telling, you know, they hating on you. Like, I don't know. If somebody's hating on me, I really don't know about it. And really, I really ain't got time to find
love
out.
Love them or hate them. It's Mr. National.
Right. They love to hate me. You
know? He hates
me. I love me some me. Right, I'm too busy loving myself to even feel somebody hating on me. You know what I mean? We gonna hate on Mr. National for it. You know, like, so, folks. You know what I mean? You listening? Stop the hate. The negativity wears you down. What they say? Something about the muscles in the face. It takes three times as many muscles to make a frown as it does to make a smile. Smiling is a lot less effort, okay? And it'll get you further, tell you that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Get you further.
Yep.
So stop the hate and stop being around people that you think are hating on you. That's the whole problem. You're around the wrong circle. Tighten that circle up.
Tighten
that circle up. You know what I mean? If you always say, I'm going to go through my friends list, I'm starting to delete people. You need to go through your life list, okay? And you got to start deleting that negativity out of your life. Let more positivity
in. Here's a little trick, too. I've used this a few times. All you got to do is, you can be friends with somebody, but just unfollow them on Facebook.
There you go. Right.
You don't see their bullshit anymore.
There you go.
Brighten your day right up. Bam. That dude's off my list. Look at that.
There you go.
I don't have to
unfriend. You're still friends. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're still friends. They still show up, but you unfollow them.
Yeah.
There you go. There go tech savvy P-Double right there. There you go. P-Double, this show has been something else.
I'm telling you, this show right here is a life changer. It's a game changer. Somebody's going to listen to this and go, you saved my life, Mr. National.
Man, that would be something. I'd be like, all right, well, send a check to. It's like, no. No. Hey, if we turn one life around or got one person involved in electric football or to do something positive, hey, I'm all for it. Like I say, the podcast was all P-Double's idea, and I'm thankful that he picked me. Like I say, there's a lot of characters in our hobby, our sport. He chose me, and I'm thrilled to death.
You're doing your thing.
Thrilled to death. Thrilled to death. So,
yeah, this is a lot of fun.
I think this show is a wrap, brother.
It is. It's looking good. I think.
There you go.
Well done, sir.
That's it. We're gonna count it down in reverse, and we out of here. 3, 2, 1.
Peace.